This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom Jones, and welcome to the program Wake Up. Enjoy the Christmas program and the New Year's Day program as well.
And mercy mild God. scared. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. Behold him.
soon. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Oh,
look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. It says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let's look at that again. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. You ever think in life that no one's ever with you? No one's ever by your side? The greatest gift that God gave mankind was Jesus. That's the greatest gift. As I said, shared on my program last week, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so if you're lonely, if you're struggling, if you need help, you have someone that you can call on, and his name is Jesus. He doesn't sleep nor slumber. He's up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call upon him. Matter of fact, the scriptures tell us, call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know us not of. And he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
If we know of Christmas, if we are Noel, our Lord and Savior, with us are you said. If we know heaven, for Christ our King is born. If we know just come on, hide me, shepherds.
You love Christmas, and each and every day that the Lord allows you to wake up, his word says, this is the day in which he's made. Let us rejoice and be glad. If we look in the book of Luke, it talks about chapter 2, the birth of Jesus. If I could read that to you for a moment, this is my Christmas program. I hope you're enjoying it. I do love music, and as a kid, I never had an opportunity. Growing up, we were poor, and never had an opportunity to listen to Christmas music and even have a Christmas tree. In those days, we're going to read about making room in your life for Jesus, as I did myself. In Luke chapter 2, the birth of Christ, it says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken to the entire Roman world, that this was the first census that took place while Cornelius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee of Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expected a child. While there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes, placed him in the manger, because there was no room in the end. I want you to remember that one. There was no room to be found for him. No room in the end. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find him. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, laying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men." You know, as we read this scripture, they couldn't find a place for the birth of Christ. There was no room in the inn for Jesus. And I'm here this morning to share with you that, you know, do you have room for him in your life? You know, do you have life? Have you opened your heart and your life to Christ? You know, he said, and 1 John says, "He that has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life." You know, you wonder the world conditions that we live in, and I don't want to go there today because it's all kind of, when you turn the news on, doom and gloom, and the sky's falling, and this one, you know, the tragedies that have occurred in Australia and in our own country, it sometimes can be overwhelming. How much can the heart take? As we look at the scriptures, it tells us that Jesus doesn't give us any more than we can handle. Do you know him today? Have you walked away from him? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? You know, have you repented of your sins? Do you know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am? Do you have room in your heart for him? Have you truly opened up your heart and say, "Lord, come into my life. I'm a sinner and I admit it. You know, come into my life." You said that old things will be passed away, and behold, I become a new creature in you. And thank you, Father, coming to the earth, shedding, you know, your precious blood, that you came to give us life, as you said, and life more abundantly. And as we celebrate Christmas, may we not celebrate Christmas just one day a year, but may we honor you on that day and every day that we wake up and that we live. May we forever praise you, serve you, and may we give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. May we not get off course, as I often do and many of the listeners do. But I pray that those that you know him and you've walked away, today may be the day to rededicate your life back to him, to come to know the Lord and Savior. He hasn't walked away from you. Maybe you've walked away from him. Some of you are carrying situations in your own personal life, battles, and you're fatigued and you're exhausted, and maybe it's the job, maybe it's your marriage, maybe it's finances, whatever that is, you could just lay it at his feet. You could just lay it at his feet. Have you made room for him in your heart and in your life? You know, every day gets so busy. I'm just amazed at how yesterday seemed to be, you know, Thanksgiving, and now today is almost, it's almost Christmas pretty soon. And how, you know, how time just passes us by, you know. And don't be, you know, what I'm trying to say is, let's not get caught up in the gift giving and all that stuff. And that's not wrong or anything, but, you know, the reason for the season is Jesus, you know, let's stay focused on the greatest gift that was given to mankind is Christ. And let us stay focused on him, as the word reminds us all, you know, perfect peace who's his, whose mind is stayed on him. Remember, Emmanuel, we just read in Matthew, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. And what that means is God with us. God never leaves us, y'all. He's always there. You know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can call upon him. Some of you need to call on him. And I feel in my heart some of you have been spending more time on, you know, social media. And I'm not downing social media by no means. And, you know, it's nice to, you know, once in a while go on Facebook, which, you know, I don't go on a lot. And, you know, those things aren't bad. But it can become bad if you spend more time on the internet, or you spend more time looking at some things that you shouldn't be looking at, you know, because we can tend to have idols, and we can make those things idols. We can make our job an idol. You know, we can. We can make our money an idol if we want, and God help us. You know, we can make our car an idol. We can make our home an idol. We should make Jesus our idol. We should worship him each and every day that we wake up. We should look to him. And we should cast our cares upon him, for he says he careth for thee. He careth for you. You know, the problem is sometimes the Lord had to correct me years ago because, you know, I was complaining about the bigness of my problems. I got bitten by a brown recluse, and I won't go on the whole story, but I was complaining about it. And the Lord got a hold of me and spoke to me, and the Holy Spirit says, you know, your biggest problem is you complain about the bigness of your problems, but not the bigness and greatness of me. You know, are we complaining about the bigness of our problems, or the bigness and greatness of how big and great God is, that he sent his son down here for the earth? What a special gift. Emmanuel, God with us. God's with you, you know? Don't try to help God out, you know? You're going to say, well, he can't help me. Oh, yes, he can. You just have to let him. You just have to let go and let God do it. You know what? You just do. Let go and say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender these issues that are dragging me down, pulling me down, that you gave your life and you came here to give us life and life more abundantly. And I thank you, Father, that I make room in my end for you, my life. I open my heart up to you, that you could be Lord and Savior of my entire life until the day you call me home. Father God, I pray for those that are listening, Father God, that they make time and room in their heart for you. As there was no end, no place for Jesus to be born. There was no end in sight. No one wanted him. No. You know? And there was a stable. And there he was born. You know? Life isn't always going to give us everything we want. You know? But we have Jesus, and whatever you need, you can go directly to him. You know, if you have a medical issue, like me, just go to him, and he'll direct you. He'll tell you what to do. You know, he'll tell you what to do. And so we celebrate Jesus, and we honor him. And my goal is to encourage you, to stir you up, to wake you up, and me included. When I'm ministering to you, I'm also ministering to Tom as well. You know, because I look in the mirror and I say, oh boy, what a mess. You know, but he can fix the mess if we let him. You know, if you look at my life, and I don't mean to go on so much, but you'd see a spiritual sign in front of me, and it says, under construction by God daily. He's working on me every single day that I wake up. Is he working on you every single day? When you wake up, are you yielding to him? Or are you yielding to the things of the world and lusting after this and wanting that and striving for a bigger home, striving for more money, striving for this and striving for that? No, you should be keeping your eyes strictly on Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, it is important that we just stay focused. God, give us a balance. Because, you know, if we get off balance, you know, we can't be a blessing to anyone. You know, we can become too radical on one thing and go sideways. And, you know, that's why I share with you all that we need to be spiritually fit, reading the Word of God, physically fit, and financially fit. And Lord, help us with all those three issues in our life. And if any of them are out of balance, Lord, bring us back in and show us, you know, we're overspending. Teach us how to budget. Lord, teach us how to get back in shape. Lord knows I need to get back in shape. Lord knows I know. You know, I'm guilty. Lord, help me spiritually. I need help spiritually, physically, and financially. And that's my desire for each and every one of you. That's why I come here each week, to encourage you, to stir you up, to be more like him. You know, the greatest gift that was given to mankind is Jesus. Have you made room in your heart, your life, and your home for him? That's the reason for my program, is to encourage each and every one of you to serve him, love him, to know him intimately. And I pray as we enter the new year that we just cast our cares upon him. For his word says that he careth for us. He sure cares for you a lot. He sure does. You know, maybe we're not spending enough time with him. You know, are you praying? You know, are you having some quiet time? Are you reading the Word? And I encourage you to start in the book of Matthew, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Start there and ask him, Lord, I want to decrease. As I believe St. Paul said, we must decrease that Jesus can increase. What's increasing in your life? What's increasing? More stuff, more things that just cloud our eyes and vision and where he wants to take us. You know, the Word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You just wake up every morning, stay focused, keep your eyes on him. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at the website and the internet and all this other stuff. You know, I go to a restaurant and I look at a husband. He's on his phone. The wife's on the phone. The kids are on the phone. How awful. You know, sometimes you just have to take that thing and turn it off. You know, especially when you go out to dinner with your wife and family. Turn that thing off. And spend time with your family. And especially spend time with the Lord. So my desire is for that you draw closer and closer to him and to become more like him each and every day.
Oh, not, O Israel, for there is peace still to come. A word to break the silence, a promise yet to bloom. A promise to redeem us, one to free us, break the silence in the violence in our lives. Emmanuel is sure to find us soon. The mighty root of Jesse, star of truth, and bring our sons to glory. Tell his story, heal the broken, and restore thee to his name. The star will guide us to the humble place, where Christ the King reveals his earthly face, and we will see.
Truly, our God is with us. And as we go into the new year, you go into it with Jesus. You don't go into the new year being afraid, that you are to cast your cares upon him. For he said, he careth for thee. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation you're going through, if you've lost someone, you know I grieve with you if you've lost a loved one. If you've lost your job, if you've lost a best friend, as my wife has, that he is with you. So just stay focused, no matter what it is. If you have a health issue, you take it to Jesus. If you need to come to know him and make room in your heart, you give your life wholeheartedly to Jesus and repent of your sins and say, I want to come to know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. May you go into this new year, and may this be a new day, a new dawn, a new beginning for you. If you're wanting to start a business, if you're wanting to do something for Jesus, whatever it is that you're called to do, I want to encourage you to just do it. Just do it. Just look to him, and he will give you the strength. So, a lot of times Jesus doesn't look for the ability, but he looks for the availability and a willing heart to do something. And with that, he'll use you. So no matter what it is, if it's a health issue, if it's a financial issue, you take it to the cross. You take it to Jesus. For his word says, for he careth for thee. And I just want to say, trust in him, as the scriptures tell us, with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? He shall direct your path. You won't direct it. He'll direct it for you. Just trust in him with all your heart. I want to say a special thank you to my lovely wife for helping me and encouraging me to be on the radio, for the lovely lady that she is. I want to say a very Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. My business partner, Paul Watson, well, thank you for putting up with me and for doing such a great job in our company. Mark and Mary, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for having us for Thanksgiving. Thank you for all that you do. And I wish you both a very, very Merry Christmas. Lisa and Mike, I think you're heading to Ohio, but Merry Christmas to you both. Danny here at the radio station, thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas to you and your lovely wife. I pray the very best is yet to come for you, Danny. Kim, the owner of 91.5, God's with you. And thank you for a great radio station that blesses the entire coast of Brevard County. And thank you, Kim, for all that you have done for the body of Christ. We humbly say thank you. For the listeners that you listen, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the 91.5. It's very important. I just come to say thank you and wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a blessed new year. Paul and his wife here, the station manager, I believe. Merry Christmas. And thank you for all that you do as well. And remember, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, if they've given you a bad report, don't give up. You take it to Jesus. If you need money, you just go to Jesus. Whatever you need, you can go to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. You can't fight this battle. The battle is not yours. Just remember that as we go out this year, as we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, that He is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. So no matter what you need, He's there to help you. Just let Him. Stop fighting the battle, because it's not your battle. It belongs to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. Just remember that. So as I close my program, I just can't thank you all enough for listening to my program, Wake Up. I know I'm not the most qualified to be here. I realize that. My grammar is often not so good. I'm working on that. My wife and I, and Paul's helping me with my grammar. You know, but the Lord looks for the heart. He looks for a willingness and a willing heart. And that's what I want you all to have, is a willing heart, to be there for Jesus and let Him use you. Let Him use you. And He'll use you in a mighty way that you know us not. We're called to be a blessing, not to expect blessings. We're called to be a blessing. We're called to be a blessing. So just remember that. And whatever it is that you're going through, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but as the Word tells us, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path and your footsteps. You just need to let Him. And enjoy the journey on the way of where He's taken you. And lastly, you that are listening, I pray that you know Him as your Lord and Savior. Those that are listening and you don't know Him, make room in your end, in your heart, your life, and say, Lord, come into my life. I repent of my sins. I want to come to know You as my Lord and Savior. Thank You for, as Your Word says, that You make me a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I thank You, Father, for just helping me. And thank You for saving my soul. And I tell you, it's precious. Serving the Lord is one of the greatest things I think I've ever done in my entire life. It's changed my life. I went from a broken man with no mother that passed away in front of me, with no father. That I said, Dad, what are we going to do now that Mom's gone? He said, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm leaving. Bye. And he left. So I just gave my life to Christ, you know. And was it tough, those years with my sister and I? They were very tough. But you know what? Jesus was there with us. He provided, we had soup a lot, and I made my sister put, I believe, 5 cups of water in the soup, the can of soup that God provided each and every day. The electric was turned off. God made a way for me to turn the electric back on. The natural gas was turned off. God provided. God will provide. I leave you with that. My Christmas program, that God will provide. No matter what you need, He's always there. You just have to reach out. Say, Lord, I need some help here. You can't do it. You can't fight this battle. Because the Word tells us the battle's not yours. The battle belongs to Jesus. Stop fighting. Stop fighting. And if you get a bad report, put it in Jesus' hands. Put it in His hands, and you trust Him and see what He'll do. Miracles, do they happen? Yes, they do. It may not go the way you'd like, but I still believe in miracles. And you know what? Again, the Word tells us, trust in Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, your strength. Trust in Him. As we enter the new year, I pray that you'll never be the same today. I pray you'll never be the same again. Well, I'll leave you with a song, Merry Christmas from Tom. And God bless you until next year. I pray the very best is yet to come for you.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.